We will now continue with the reading from Krishna Book, chapter number 87, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, as given to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Haryanama Haryanama Haryanamaiva Kevalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The next section is called Why the Gross Materialists Take the Supreme Lord as Impersonal. The personified Vedas continued their prayers. Dear Lord, your impersonal feature is explained in the Vedas. You have no hands, but you can accept all sacrifices offered to you. You have no legs, but you can walk more swiftly than anyone. Although you have no eyes, you can see whatever happens in the past, present, and future. Although you have no ears, you can hear everything that is said. Although you have no mind, you know everyone and everyone's activities, past, present, and future. And yet, no one knows who you are. You know everyone, but no one knows you. You are the oldest and the supreme personality. Srila Prabhupada comments. Similarly, in another part of the Vedas, it is said, you have nothing to do. You are so perfect in your knowledge and potency that everything becomes manifest simply by your will. There is no one equal to or greater than you, and everyone acts as your eternal servant. Thus the Vedic statements describe that the Absolute Truth has no legs, no hands, no eyes, no ears, and no mind, and yet He can act through His potencies and fulfill the needs of all living entities. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvatak Pani Padang Tat Sarvatokshi Shiro Mukham Sarvatak Shruti Mal Loke Sarvam Avritya Tishtati. His hands and legs are everywhere, for He is all-pervasive. The hands, legs, ears, and eyes of the living entities are acting and moving by the direction of the Supersoul sitting within the living entity's heart. Unless the Supersoul is present, it is not possible for the hands and legs to be active. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so great, independent, and perfect that even without having any eyes, legs, and ears, He is not dependent on others for His activities. On the contrary, others are dependent on Him for the activities of their different sense organs. Unless the living entity is inspired and directed by the Supersoul, he or she cannot act. The fact is that ultimately the absolute truth is the Supreme Person. But because he acts through his different potencies, which are impossible for the gross materialist to see, the materialists accept him as impersonal. For example, one can observe the personal artistic work in a painting of a flower, and one can understand that the color adjustment, the shape, and so on, have demanded the minute attention of an artist. The artist's work is clearly exhibited in a painting of different blooming flowers. But the gross materialist, without seeing the hand of God in such artistic manifestations as the actual flowers blooming in nature, concludes that the absolute truth is impersonal. Actually, the absolute is personal, but he is independent. He does not require to personally take a brush and colors to paint the flowers, for his potencies are so wonderfully that it appears that if flowers have come into being without the aid of an artist. The impersonal view of the absolute truth is accepted by less intelligent men, because unless one is engaged in the service of the Lord, one cannot understand how the Supreme is acting. One cannot even know the Lord's name. Everything about the Lord's activities and personal features is revealed to the devotee only through one's loving service attitude. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said, Bhoktarang Yajna Tapasang. The Lord is the enjoyer of all sacrifices and the results of all austerities. Then again, the Lord says, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. I am the proprietor of all planets. So that is the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. While he is present in Goloka Vrindavan, enjoying transcendental bliss in the company of his eternal associates, the gopis and the cowherd boys, all over the creation, his potencies are acting under his direction without disturbing his eternal pastimes. Only through devotional service can one understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his inconceivable potencies, simultaneously acts impersonally and as a person. He acts just like the Supreme Emperor, and many thousands of kings and chiefs work under him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme, independent, controlling person. And all the demigods, including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, the King of Heaven, the King of the Moon Planet, and the King of the Sun Planet, all work under his direction. The Vedas confirm that it is out of fear of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the sun is shining, the air or wind is blowing, and heat is distributing, fire is distributing heat. The material nature produces all kinds of movable and immovable objects within the material world, but none of them can act independently or create without the direction of the Supreme Lord. All of them act as his tributaries, just like subordinate kings who offer their annual taxes to the emperor. The Vedic injunctions state that every living entity lives by eating the remnants of food offered to the personality of Godhead. in great sacrifices, the injunction is that Narayan should be present as the supreme predominating deity of the sacrifice. And after the sacrifice is performed, the remnants of food are distributed amongst the demigods. This is called Yajna Bhag. Every demigod has an allotment of Yajna Bhag, which one accepts as prasadam. The conclusion is that the demigods not only are not independently powerful, they are posted as different executives under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they eat prasadam, or the remnants of sacrifices. They execute the order of the Supreme Lord exactly according to His plan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is in the background, and because His orders are carried out by others, it appears that He is impersonal. In our grossly materialistic way, we cannot conceive how the Supreme Person is above the impersonal activities of material nature. Therefore, the Lord explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paratran Nanyat Kinchit Asti Dananjaya Mayi Sarvamidang Protang Sutre Mani Gana Eva. There is nothing superior to Him. Brahmanohi Pratishtaham Amritasya Vayasya Cha Shasvatasya Cha Dharmasya Sukasyai Kani Tasky Kasyacha. The impersonal Brahman is subordinately situated as a manifestation of His personal rays. Shripad Sridhar Swami has therefore composed a nice verse in this regard. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has no material senses, but through whose direction and will all the material senses are working. He is the supreme potency of all material senses or sense organs. He is omnipotent, and He is the supreme performer of everything. Therefore, He is worshipable by everyone. Unto that Supreme Person do I offer my respectful obeisances. Srila Prabhupada now comments. Krishna Himself declares in the Bhagavad Gita, Yasmat sharam atitoham aksharad apichotam atosmi loke vedecha prathitta purushottama. Because Krishna is transcendental to all sentient and insentient beings, He is known as Purushottama. That means He is the Supreme Personality. The word Purusha means person, and the word Uttama means supreme or transcendental. And in another place, the Lord says, Yatha kasha stito nityang vayu sarvatra go mahan tatha sarvani bhutani matsthani upadaraya. That as the wind is situated in the all-pervading sky, everyone is situated in Him, and everyone is acting under His direction.